Hi everyone, I'm Jordan from Chatamize, and today we're going to talk about the future of chatbots. And today it's going to be a little bit different than normally, because normally we would talk about business-related chatbots, and today we're going to talk about how you can save lives with building a chatbot. With me is Kirill from Skinknife, and Skinknife is a startup who in which you can upload an image of your skin, upload it to their chatbot, and the chatbot will tell you whether you have a certain skin disease. Kirill, thank you for coming. Could you introduce yourself to my audience?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kirill, and I'm a CEO of Skinknife Project. Skinknife is a healthcare chatbot, and it offers a skin detection service for professionals and personal skin control by smartphone cameras and AI technologies. So our solution helps to identify skin diseases in the early stages. The application can analyze the images taken with standard cameras or smartphones, and this solution doesn't need another medical devices like dermatoscopes or different cameras. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And could you tell a little bit more how you came up with this idea and how it further developed into what it is now?
I worked as a developer of healthcare applications, we looked for an idea which can be useful for every people in the world. So 2 years ago, we understood that we can make a technology which can detect different skin diseases on images. It is very easy to use. So we collected a big data set of different skin diseases and made our own neural network which can classify skin diseases in several type classes, like cancer, precancer, viral skin diseases, acne, fungal diseases, and so on.
Okay, awesome. And you're now also part of the Rockstart AI Accelerator program. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Since October, we participated in Rockstart AI program in Den Bosch in the Netherlands. So this accelerator helps us to enter the European Union market. They provide us contacts with different, with good experts, mentors, designers, and so on. So there are 10 startups from all over the world, from France, from Belarus, from Russia, from Netherlands, United Kingdom. Yeah.
Okay, and to get this really clear, it's really just as simple as making a picture of your skin, talking to your chatbot, give them the picture, and then they will get instantly a result whether they have some risk of having a certain disease.
Yeah, I can explain in technical field how it works. So we made a chatbot on FlowXO platform, and we connected this chatbot thanks to API service to our cloud neural network. And when you make a picture and send it to chatbot, chatbot sent to our neural network, and neural network gives prediction of some diseases, or maybe if it benign, so it just say that your health is very good, so just have fun. Yeah. if neural network finds some problems, it will say is it benign or not, and if it's not benign, it tell what kind of disease and what kind of next steps you need to do. Also, chatbot will recommend you proper doctor, because skin diseases can be treated by different doctors, not general practice, but dermatologist, dermato-oncologist, dermatovenereologist, allergist, or another doctors.
Okay, and the first time that someone, I read about you on a blog that you were just on a conference and then you were just showing how SkinKnife worked, and then someone just made a picture of their skin, they uploaded it and eventually went to the doctor and they had early stage of skin cancer, and because of your chatbot, they went to the dermatologist and they recovered it and you literally saved them with your application. How did you feel when that first happened?
That was a great success for our technology and good news for that man, because he didn't know about skin cancer. Yeah. He was attended at this conference. That was big conference, about 3,000 of people. We stayed at Startup Alley and we showed our technology, how it works. One of the attender came to us and showed our his mole. We tested it and we tested several times,
yeah.
And every time neural network says that there is high risk of skin cancer. That's why we said to him that please don't lose your time. We have a contact of a great specialist of skin cancer, great dermatologist. And we went with this guy to dermatologist, and doctor approved the result. That was a great story because a lot of newspapers, blogs wrote about this case, and a lot of people understood how important to check skin regularly.
Yeah. And now, like, skin cancer is only one of the diseases. How many diseases can you detect with your chatbot?
Now, our chatbot can detect 30 classes of skin diseases. And after in May, I hope in May, we will make a new solution which can detect 50 skin diseases.
50?
50, yeah.
Okay.
50 skin diseases most popular.
Yeah, most common.
most common, yeah. So even if this is not a mole, if people have some rash or strange spots, they can make a picture and test it and understand what kind of disease, what kind of risk they have.
Okay, and will, I don't know, do you know how many skin diseases there are in total?
Yeah, of course. medicine knows about 1,500 skin diseases, but the most common of them is 150.
Okay.
So 80% of all skin diseases is one of these 150 skin diseases. That's why our main challenge is to make a neural network which can detect 150 skin diseases.
Okay, and you're just now aiming for the next update will then be 50, and you in the future will just be extending to more and more diseases.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you made this particular chatbot for detecting skin diseases. Are you familiar with other kind of chatbots that also do some kind of self-care?
We are not close to a startup. We have an API service, it is very easy to integrate our technology, our function into another chatbots or web or mobile applications. We already have several integrations with telemedicine services, with healthcare chatbots, like for pregnant women. And one of this function is SkinKnife. So people use different chatbots, and they can also test their skin.
Yes. So your technology is just really accessible also for other chatbots and websites to use it in their chatbots and their applications.
Yeah. If some developers want to use this technology, they can go to our website, skinhive.com, and go to the page for the professionals. And there are information about our solution. Also, this solution is published on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. All information is available on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. And do you think that in the future, more applications like your application will be developed?
Yes, of course. I see that a lot of healthcare chatbots are very popular, like Babylon Health. This already big company, several billion dollars. And I see that computer vision technologies are starting using in chatbots. It is very interesting because first of all, people think that chatbot can answer you in a text. Yes, and when you show that this you can use technology of computer vision, people think, oh, this chatbot can not only talk by text, but it can see. And so this technology, computer vision, can be used in different and other cases, like for a customer chatbot. When people want to know how much different things costs, or where you can buy some clothes, you make a picture, send to neural network, and neural network understand what is this, and it can say that you can buy these clothes in this shops. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And do you think how do you think will chatbots develop? Because I know a lot of business chatbots. Most chatbots I know were just like for or increasing sales or decreasing customer service costs. How do you think chatbots will develop? Because this is a way more advanced application than just answering questions.
For example, in Rockstart, we have another startup. This is Newspeel, and they make a chatbot for trading. And I see that this case is also very interesting. They have very good metrics in lifetime value and so on. I think that artificial intelligence technologies will be mainstream technology in chatbot development. So now about half of companies already using chatbots, but now they are almost now they are simple, and in future they will be more intelligent. They can understand text, they can understand audio, video, images, and so on.
Do you think that because now there's a lot of emphasis on voice chatbots, do you think that SkinHive in the future will also put its emphasis on there so that people can always use SkinHive also through their Google Home or through their Alexa?
We have several ideas how SkinHive will look in the future. So now it's just chatbot in messengers, in Facebook Messenger and Telegram. But in the future, we can make a smart mirror. And imagine this case of using. You wake up in the morning, come to the bathroom, clean teeth, look at the mirror, and in the mirror is a camera which analyzes your skin and says Oh, guy, your skin looks not very good. Maybe you drank a lot of beer yesterday. you say that you answered to this chatbot, okay, I will drink water, not beer. So this chatbot will use not only computer vision but voice recognition.
Yeah, so it will become way more advanced and way more complex also for you to build it.
Yeah. We extremely need video cameras or we need video cameras. That's why we cannot use Amazon Alexa.
It's only voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. How do you think SkinEye will change in 2020? Because we're now, I think, in February and May, there will be an update to 50 diseases. How will it further develop in like the next year, but also maybe in the next 5 to 10 years?
In this year, we will add 50 or 100 skin diseases detection. Also, we're developing a mobile application. We see some problems in chatbots because you cannot make a neural network which can detect skin diseases in real time, because you just send image and get the result. And in application, you can use all features of cameras and you can put neural network into a smartphone. So now we're developing an application for medical practice. But the interface is also like a chatbot, so that's why we can say that our chatbot, that our mobile application will also be a chatbot.
So you just make an iOS and an Android app with a chatbot in it.
It will be an application for Android and iOS, We need mobile application only to use all features of cameras.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And that's already my last question. What do you want to see in 2020 regarding to chatbots?
I want to see platforms where we can develop chatbots for all messengers, because now we use FlowXO, and there are only Facebook Messenger, Slack, Telegram, Skype, and so we have no chatbot in WhatsApp, in Viber. So I think these services will improve their functions and we'll make integrations to different services. That's one of the biggest idea for our developers, to make a chatbot for all platforms.
Yeah, so becoming more omni-channel, like you can use more channels and you leverage your application like on every channel that a customer possibly wants.
Yeah, also, we want to make a chatbot for healthcare clinics or beauty salons. So this chatbot will help to make an appointment. First of all, analyzing skin of the customer. And then chatbot can say, you need a cosmetologist or maybe dermatologist, please make an appointment when you want to come to us.
Do you think that that regular doctors will eventually use your chatbot, so when a patient comes in and that they will just make a picture, send it to your chatbot, and then give a certain advice?
Now we're developing a mobile application especially for doctors. They don't want to use a chatbot in messengers because they are worried about privacy.
Yeah.
As you know, medical data is well protected, and you need to apply a lot of regulations, medical device regulation, HIPAA compliance, GDPR compliance. That's why it is impossible to make a solution for professionals in messengers.
Yeah, I get it. Do you have any questions for me or notes that you want to say to my audience?
I want to say to use our chatbot. Please go to skinhive.com and you can see a widget of Facebook and you can send image of a mole and get the result. When we made a marketing research, we understood one big problem of our startup because now people don't make a regular skin check. Like in 19th century, people didn't clean their teeth every day. So a lot of producers of teeth gum and teeth brushes says to their future customers, please clean your teeth regularly and then you will have a good smile and good teeth. That's why we making a Skinhive challenge and we tell a lot of about skin diseases and how important to check your skin one time a week. For example, after a shower, when you can see the full body, you can stand behind the mirror and look. Maybe some new spots or new rashes appears on the skin. And if it appears, you don't you need to check it. And we understand that people don't like to go to the doctor because it is expensive and you need a lot of time for this. But thanks to our tool, it is very easy to check skin by your smartphone. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, Kirill, thank you for coming. To the audience, thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Until next time.